you will hear an interview with a girl called Lucy Hughes, who is talking about her love of maths. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm with student Lucy Hughes, talking about her favourite subject, maths. Lucy, some people don't really enjoy maths, so what first interested you in it?
Well, I didn't like it much either at first. I thought doing things like learning multiplication tables was boring, like everyone else. But then my teacher introduced us to something called Fibonacci numbers. A mathematical formula where you add the previous two numbers together to get the next number. And he showed us how the seeds in sunflowers are arranged according to these numbers. I realised then what we were learning was relevant to things like plants and wildlife. My maths brain suddenly woke up, and I was hooked on numbers. I don't know why it took so long, though. Our teachers were always organising maths activity days and things, so I'd been involved in exciting stuff before.
And your parents like maths too?
Yes, Mum's a maths teacher and Dad does advanced maths training for business people. He believes some people he meets are much better at maths than they claim they are. They just don't feel very sure of their abilities. They've all learnt lots of maths by heart at school, but he thinks they're just not keen to try and apply it in case they make a mistake.
So have your parents always helped you with maths?
Yes, and they've made it fun too. Even my homework. Usually, though, they try to leave me to get on with that by myself, however hard it is. I've learnt a lot that way. But often when we go shopping, for example, they'll ask me to calculate the change we'll get. That's really improved my mental maths. And sometimes Dad organises evening events to promote maths to adults, which I'm hoping to attend when I'm a bit older.
So, can you explain why you love maths?
Well, in my English class recently, we all had to write a poem about a tree. And when we compared them, everyone had written something completely different, but all of us had got the task right. But that's not the case with a maths problem. You have to find the one correct solution, and that's what really interests me. I mean, there might be lots of ways of working it out, but it doesn't matter as long as your answer's right. And that applies to all the different areas of maths.
And you recently took part in an international maths competition?
Yes, in my city. I wasn't at all sure of myself when I arrived, but my teacher told me I had an excellent chance of doing well. So that helped, and by the time I went onto the stage to answer questions, my nerves had disappeared. The other people were really good, though. By the end, I'd actually got quite a high score, but I knew all along I wouldn't win.
So what do you think you learnt from the competition?
Well, I was looking forward to being with people who all loved maths, no matter which country they came from, and I wasn't disappointed. I realised it really didn't matter if we couldn't all understand each other perfectly when we were chatting. Because when you wrote a maths sum on the board, everyone knew exactly what it meant. It was also fascinating to see how other competitors worked out solutions to maths questions. There were a number of different methods, just as my teacher had told me there'd be.
And how do you think maths will feature in your life in the future?
Well, at the moment, I just like playing around with it, doing maths puzzles online, for example. But eventually I'm hoping to do a physics degree, and I can't really do that without advanced maths. My mum's asked if I'd like to become a teacher like her, and I think I'd probably enjoy it, at least initially. I might find just doing maths all day a bit of a narrow focus, though.
Thanks, Lucy. I'm with student Lucy Hughes, talking about her favourite subject, maths. Lucy, some people don't really enjoy maths. So what first interested you in it?
Well, I didn't like it much either at first. I thought doing things like learning multiplication tables was boring, like everyone else. But then my teacher introduced us to something called Fibonacci numbers, a mathematical formula where you add the previous two numbers together to get the next number. And he showed us how the seeds in sunflowers are arranged according to these numbers. I realised then what we were learning was relevant to things like plants and wildlife. My maths brain suddenly woke up, and I was hooked on numbers. I don't know why it took so long, though. Our teachers were always organising maths activity days and things, so I'd been involved in exciting stuff before.
And your parents like maths too?
Yes, Mum's a maths teacher, and Dad does advanced maths training for business people. He believes some people he meets are much better at maths than they claim they are. They just don't feel very sure of their abilities. They've all learnt lots of maths by heart at school, but he thinks they're just not keen to try and apply it in case they make a mistake.
So have your parents always helped you with maths?
Yes, and they've made it fun too. Even my homework. Usually, though, they try to leave me to get on with that by myself, however hard it is. I've learnt a lot that way. But often when we go shopping, for example, they'll ask me to calculate the change we'll get. That's really improved my mental maths. And sometimes Dad organises evening events to promote maths to adults, which I'm hoping to attend when I'm a bit older.
So can you explain why you love maths?
Well, in my English class recently, we all had to write a poem about a tree. And when we compared them, everyone had written something completely different, but all of us had got the task right. But that's not the case with a maths problem. You have to find the one correct solution, and that's what really interests me. I mean, there might be lots of ways of working it out, but it doesn't matter as long as your answer's right. And that applies to all the different areas of maths.
And you recently took part in an international maths competition.
Yes, in my city. I wasn't at all sure of myself when I arrived, but my teacher told me I had an excellent chance of doing well. So that helped, and by the time I went onto the stage to answer questions, my nerves had disappeared. The other people were really good, though. By the end, I'd actually got quite a high score, but I knew all along I wouldn't win.
So what do you think you learnt from the competition?
Well, I was looking forward to being with people who all loved maths, no matter which country they came from, and I wasn't disappointed. I realised it really didn't matter if we couldn't all understand each other perfectly when we were chatting. Because when you wrote a maths sum on the board, everyone knew exactly what it meant. It was also fascinating to see how other competitors worked out solutions to maths questions. There were a number of different methods, just as my teacher had told me there'd be.
And how do you think maths will feature in your life in the future?
Well, at the moment, I just like playing around with it, doing maths puzzles online, for example. But eventually I'm hoping to do a physics degree, and I can't really do that without advanced maths. My mum's asked if I'd like to become a teacher like her, and I think I'd probably enjoy it, at least initially. I might find just doing maths all day a bit of a narrow focus, though.
Thanks, Lucy.
That's the end of part 4.